This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 Through the Fan, live at Buffalo Wild Wings off of 30 in Rockwall. And right now, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. It is Dallas Cowboys owner and general manager Jerry Jones. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, guys. Kevin, Corey, Mike. Good to be on with you.
Now, we love talking with you every single week. Obviously, some tough news yesterday, not just from a team perspective of what he means on the field, but can you tell us about, you know, what Zach Martin means to the organization and to this locker room?
Well, I will know that having him on the field is obviously a tremendous confidence builder for the entire team when he's out there on the field. But his presence, his respect, carries a lot of weight even when he's not on the field, just his general presence with the team. And, of course, we could potentially have a measure of that even though he's going to have this surgery. But there's no doubt about it, he's missed technically out there with the overall team aspect of the offensive line. It's a team within a team, and leadership plays a big role in that case, as well as just technically understanding just a matter of almost breathing to him to be able to make the calls and do the things that are needed to help that offensive line make the blocks and make the protections they need to. So he'll be missed here this for the next ball games that we have, but obviously we all want this to be successful surgery. No reason why it shouldn't be.
Oh,
and,
yeah, absolutely.
So this shouldn't be viewed as a an end to his playing at all. It should just be viewed as, of course, an alteration of what he's going to be able to contribute this season.
Well, and for further down the road, Jerry, then how does that affect your plans of kind of looking at what next year's team could be when, you know, with his contract situation and all that?
Oh, well, at this juncture, you build into your psychic as well as technically any player you got on that roster could be lost on the next play. Mm-hmm. That's the game. That's the life we've chosen. And so not have some plans in place to not have him out on the field would be malpractice. And so we will basically put the guys in. Obviously, he's irreplaceable, really. But you come in and you do it another way if he were incremental to the success of that particular play or that particular series. But there's no question we'll have to work around this, but it should be viewed as the remainder of this season and only that.
You know, Jerry, everybody I've talked to that's, you know, covered the team back whenever in the Super Bowl days, everything I remember when I was a kid was Kevin Gogan had just this nasty streak about him, and he was just a tough son of a gun. Brock Hoffman seems to have that kind of mean streak in himself as well. How much is that needed in the trenches?
Well, I think attitude I think you've got to have it. It may have a little different personality with it, but frankly, I think you've got to have it to be an offensive lineman. And you have to think physical, and you have to really take it on in a very competitive way with your person playing right in front of you and the defensive front in general. So it's a psychic of us against them that can be really manifest because of the nature of the position. It's a close-knit group. They hang together. Often they really hang together socially. You have a personality that's created, again, in different ways. Mark Colombo mm-hmm. was certainly very effective as a outstanding mental part of the line. But let me tell you something. Larry Allen, with all of his great physical attributes, Larry Allen had a certain mentality about the way he approached the game that found its way on the other players. So all of these guys can contribute to each other. Then there's just simply a communication. It's foxhole stuff at its best in that offensive line. You're in the foxhole together.
Now the next game up, obviously, Monday Night Football. Joe Buck said he would love to have the Cowboys on Monday Night Football every single week because they get eyeballs and they've got the biggest star in the NFL, and his name is Jerry Jones. I know Joe Buck didn't say it. Joe Buck said it, not you. But what do you think about the idea that you're the biggest star in the NFL?
Well, I don't feel that way, and I don't think that way. I am proud to be on the team, or lucky to be in the band. I mean that. And certainly getting to be a part of this thing for the 35 years I've been a part of it were beyond what I could have imagined. And I really had a big imagination when I came in. I actually paid out and committed the resources I did not have, and I was just winging a prayer that I could meet the task financially, but more important, I just wanted to be involved in the game, be involved with all the people around it, and it almost every step of the way, it's exceeded my expectations. If you guys want to know the truth, I really haven't worked a day since I bought the Cowboys. It's been a labor of love.
That's amazing, Jerry. And, you know, recently, I know this isn't the sport you're in, but I'd love your knowledge on this. Is the Dodgers, after winning the championship, and they did it a little bit the year before, they have deferred till 2046 over $1 billion of salary to try to put the best team on the field. Can you maybe talk about that from a financial or owner standpoint in deferring money and how that works out as possibly an owner deferring over $1 billion down the road financial-wise as an owner?
Exactly. Well, let me tell you about this owner. When you defer, then that means that you've already spent the money when you get to those years. You've spent money now that you will need in the future. And I have been there, and it's not just with ball teams. And I have been there where I've spent it, and then I didn't have any left. What do you do when you run out of money? When you say you're doing the best you can do, do you know you're going to want to win a game in 5 years from now, 10 years from now? And so the real world is you're charged with managing and trying to, if you can, during the time, stay up close to that rim and then nail one or nail two or get on a run with some unique talent. A Micah Parsons come in and be a catalyst for making an elite defense, or a Mahomes coming in and organizing around that and having a big run of it around a special talent. All of those things come to my mind about what you're doing. But remember, Santa Claus does not put the tricycle on the tree. It does not. That's make-believe stuff. And so you can really get in a bind of today, although it looks like you're flush, you can really be bankrupt for the future. All you got to do is live through a few years like that, and you don't want any more of that. And so I know this is not succinct, like if I were giving you stockholders a financial report. I know it's not that. But I can tell you right now, when you're out of money and you're out of resources, and you say, well, this is about sport, it's not about money. No, this particular sport has allocated to every team the same amount of resources. And you can either use them now, or you can spread it out over a period of time. You can use them on a guard, or you can use it on a quarterback. You can use it any way that you see to use it. There's nobody that will put a gun to your head and keep you from using it. But you have to live with it when you're out of it. And so you need to manage with that in mind as you move along. And that's what I do. And I've done it.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Wrong. Every way you can do it. I've done it wrong. I've done it right a few times. And so I have the benefit of experience in both areas. And I really can't tell you that I'm going to get it right the next time I do it because of ambiguity. How can you plan last year when we extend Martin and extend him and raise him on a contract that was already existed? It was there. But in order to get him in, we went ahead and extended him. How could you have known that he would be limited this year? You wouldn't have. But that's part of the game. I want you to know I thought about it. I didn't. This is not shocking to wake up and not have a player that you paid money for last year. We paid money for this last year. So that's the kind of thinking you have to have when you're building a roster on the financial side of it. And that's as big as calling the plays.
Jerry, I have another financial question for you. Is in the NBA a player like LeBron James or Luka Doncic, the best players in the league, they have a max out contract. You can only give them so much. It's a huge percentage, but you can only give them so much. The way NFL quarterback salaries are going, should the NFL look into a max out contract where a NFL quarterback can only get a certain percentage of the cap?
Listen, I can't and won't speak to that. That's labor. Although okay. You're right in bringing it up, Jerry. You just said that it's just as cricket should be to talk about X's and O's and receiving and routes. It should be just as cricket to talk about the nuances of a cap. The facts are you have a sum of zero. You have a sum of dollars. Every club has the same amount. Every club has the same amount of draft picks. We all know how you get them, and it's where you finish. But if you spend that amount on one player, you won't have any left to pay the others. And so if that player doesn't need as many blockers, let's say that he can do without a few blockers, then it makes some sense to go ahead and load up on him to get him, because you don't have to have the blockers in front of him that another player might need. Same thing with a receiver as it pertains to a quarterback. It could pertain that way with a player. You take a player like Deion Sanders. Deion Sanders was so valuable, so fabulous to the strategy of a game, that you could put Deion out at the corner and the other clubs wouldn't even throw that way. They wouldn't go there. Well, that's worth an extra player. Or you could have one less and still pay him. So there's all kinds of ways that you figure the value of a player, and you've got to coordinate with what you're trying to do, your scheme. And, again, I don't want to make it sound convoluted, because there will be this year only one team that did it right, and that'll be whoever wins the Super Bowl. The rest of us screwed it up if we're not the one to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that is the feeling there. Now, Jerry.
And so there's a lot of – there's 3,000 players. There's 30 – let's say there's 35 coaches on a staff. You've got 32 of those. Well, that's well over 1,000 coaches. You've got management. You've got a lot of people, and there's only going to be one organization that ends up with having said it was worth it, and that's the one that – holds the trophy up.
That's for sure. Now, I'm kind of curious how much...
A lot of people not doing it perfect. A lot of people not doing it perfect.
Oh, for sure. How much weight does Dak Prescott's voice have with you? Whenever he talked this week about his, you know, feeling helpless to be able to help Mike McCarthy out in his final year of his contract, is he one of those people, one of those voices that you're going to listen to whenever it comes to that conversation about who's running this team?
You know, Dak has a vested interest in the team. He's basically a very, very incremental, critical part of our success as we go forward in the future. And so his thoughts and ideas about how to be better are very important to me. And I would say that about him, I would say in a big way, because I have that kind of respect for him. The wrong interpretation would be is if we sit down with any player and basically bounce around whether to pay a coach this much or whether to pay him that much, of whether to have certain years on a contract or not have certain years on a contract. That's probably an area that I'm not so sure even wants to get involved in. But as to helping Mike, I understand completely what he had in mind there, and that was a very noble and a right thing for him to say. If he had been out here and our quarterback and making plays and helping us have a better record than we've got right now, that's the way you help Mike. And so those kinds of things I know are hard when you're hurt and injured. Being injured is the toughest part of being an athlete by mine. Suffering through not only keeping your enthusiasm up to rehab and look to the future, but also dealing with a possible diminished time that you're rehabbing, and plus having to prepare yourself for the future with, let's say, a bigger handicap than you had before you got hurt.
Now, obviously, going into Monday Night Football's game, I know the main focus is what happens on the field and wanting to win. There is a big TV endeavor happening as well with Disney Plus and ESPN Plus Simpsonizing the game. What do you think about all these offshoot telecasts the NFL has done, and have you seen a picture of yourself as a Simpsons character?
Well, let me say this. I've seen a lot of them, and I'm not so sure that which characters they were supposed to represent, but here's my point. I'm all for this. I think it's fantastic. It creates a different perspective about the game. You know, basic football, a big 320-pounder stepping down there and getting in front of another 320 and just firing off on each other. That has an element of interest in it. But if you don't dress that up and make it a part of a competition or make it part of a presentation, then fundamentally you're not maximizing your opportunity. That's one of the most exciting things about football to me, is the way that we have evolved in presenting and getting people interested in our game. And what we're doing there with the Disney thing and the Simpsons and that type of thing does that. You know, I'm going to paraphrase Paul Tagliabue, the commissioner. And he said, NFL football is about competition. It's about competition. NFL football is about business. But it's not business like Exxon or like Walmart. It's not about the bottom line. It's about more about competing than it is the pure bottom line, make a profit. The other thing, it's about tradition, and it's there. And then the fourth thing, it's entertainment. But any time you try to make it too entertaining, you can step out of bounds. Mm-hmm. Because it's real. It's really men laying it on the line, physically laying it on the line, mentally, and competing. It's not wrestling. It's not something that's jumped up and down and orchestrated. It's the real stuff. Anytime you get out of line, make it too much business, you'll get flagged in a different way. You just you'll be popped. And anytime you try to make it too entertaining, it gets away from the game. Anytime you make it too much about tradition and not about who's making the play right there, you'll go overboard. So it's a balance in all of those things.
Thank you very much, good sir. Appreciate the time. Best of luck on Monday, and we'll catch up with you again next week.
Okay, great to be on with you. And, boy, let's get this Cincinnati group. They're a lot better than that record.
I agree.
That's true. That's true. Bye, Jerry.
It'd be a big win for us. Huge win if we could get it.
Jerry Jones right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Hey, it's Mark Schlereth with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.